They've been coming down and getting married here.
We didn't want to do it for two reasons. If we had it here, it would ball into something that we didn't want a celebration. Mm-hmm. We didn't want a big to-do about it. Mm-hmm. And if it was here, his friends, my friends, somewhere or another, we would have gotten talked into a big deal. So that's why we decided to have it over there.
Now, how soon after your mother's death was this?
I think my mother died, was it in April or May? April, May, or closer than that.
So maybe just 4 months, something
three,
like that.
Very close, uh-huh. Very close afterward, uh-huh. Not too much.
And how long did you stay up in Santa Barbara then?
A week after I got married. We went a week in advance, Gracie and I, because uh-huh. We had all that mess to straighten out. And she stayed with me, and we used to eat there at the... Their barracks was right across the street from where my husband had found this place for us to stay. So we'd have all our meals over there. And when he was through with his duty, he'd take us out. Or we'd sit out there in the grass, and always some of the boys weren't on duty. They'd come over and talk to mm-hmm. us. And it was nice. Mm-hmm. It was very, very nice. And mm-hmm. they treated us very, very well.
And then he was able to get a week's leave.
Leave after we got married. Mm-hmm. And we'd sit out there on the grass, and he'd sit there with a highball and taunt the kids, the guys, especially when they'd come out on formation, and the captain would be checking them out, you know, be out there kidding with them, you know.
And how long was he going to have to stay in the service after you were married?
I should have asked him, but he was there. I'm not sure if it was a month or 2 months after we got married. He would know. He would remember.
And you say then he went on to MP duty.
He was doing MP. Most of the prisoners of war and most of the boys that would come over there, they'd give them a evaluation test, and they would put them on MP duty.
Oh.
In fact, I have pictures there of him with his outfit, with his holster and the whole bit. And they would patrol all Santa Barbara, mm-hmm. all in there with their jeeps, or they would transfer prisoners from here to there, whatever.
And these would be, like, German POWs?
No. Men that got in trouble.
Military.
You mean
American, mm-hmm. the service men themselves.
Mm-hmm. That got in trouble or something.
And you said that you saw him on weekends, though.
Mm-hmm. He was so close to the end, I guess, that's why... Not every weekend, but that's why he got days off to come, and he was so close to home that he'd drive down mm-hmm. here, or he'd get a ride with mm-hmm. somebody that was coming over here.
And but you stayed living in the house on 4th Street.
Yes,
Rosie,
yes, I stayed there till I had my kids. Mm-hmm.
And what were your thoughts about your future? You said that you had talked about not wanting a family right mm-hmm. away. What were your general thoughts about your future and what you would be doing?
Well, I knew I would keep on working because mm-hmm. he had to support his mother. And I knew I had to work, and my father had left us and mother had left us enough so that we each were entitled to $10,000, mm-hmm. each of us. And I knew I had that money, but I wanted it toward a house. And naturally, we wanted to save on our own, mm-hmm. something of ours, and we wanted to get to know each other. Because mm-hmm. Girlfriend and boyfriend and husband and wife is an entirely different deal, mm-hmm. which a lot of kids nowadays should realize that. And like he'd say, now we can go and come. I don't have to have you home. We can stay out as long as we want to. We can sleep late if we want to. So it was really getting to know each mm-hmm. other. Mm-hmm. That's why we didn't. We weren't ready. We didn't know where we wanted to live either. And I didn't want to stay there because I knew my brothers were coming from the service. They would move in and they would want their privacy. And it was really their house. And Rosie was living there. So while we were living there, it was a pretty large house. It had a huge back porch. big, big, just like a room.
Mm-hmm.
My husband divided it in half and built me a kitchen back there.
Oh.
A little kitchen, mm-hmm. all that side, big enough, oh, a little smaller than mm-hmm. ours. And so I had a kitchen, and I had my, I always did have the big bedroom in the front. The living room and dining room were connected here, and the huge bedroom, that was had always been my mm-hmm. bedroom, so I just stayed on there. So we had the bedroom, and we had that, and of course we used it. We had the privacy of going to cook what we wanted to afterwards.
So you basically lived somewhat separately.
Yes, yes. We had the privacy of doing mm-hmm. what we wanted to do in our kitchen, and we had the bedroom. Of course, we shared the front room and all that, but it was nice because this way I cooked when I wanted to. He'd come from work, being that he was working in pictures, and he would go in there and start messing around the kitchen or something. You know.
Now, did you eat with the rest of the family?
No, no.
Usually you ate separately. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And our lives were so different, you know. When her husband came back, he started working, and he had a schedule, and he has always followed a schedule, whereas Alex would have very odd hours. Mm-hmm. And I would come home, and I had always something to do, and many times, well, I would wait for him to come home, and mm-hmm. we'd eat, you know, or he'd call me, I'll be home in a little while, don't worry, or I knew.
But so his, when he was about to be discharged, his plan was to try and continue as an extra in
mm-hmm.
the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was going to go right back to it.
Now, how much time would he have to spend out of town doing that kind of work?
It depended on the picture, because you never know when they're going on location or when he was working here in the studios. He worked a lot doing that, carrying the pirates. That was all here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And like For Whom the Bells Tolled,
mm-hmm.
well, that's where he was when my son was born. And I was supposed to let him, it wasn't that far, it was Lone Pine. I was supposed to let him know when I would start getting contractions, but I wouldn't let him know.
So your thought then initially was that you would both work, continue working, and save money,
mm-hmm.
and try adding that with the money that you had from your family
mm-hmm.
to get a house, and, mm-hmm. and then you would start having a family.
Right, right.
And by that time, by the time he got out of service, you had already moved from the desk, being the desk girl, into the office.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
initially you were working as a switchboard operator?
Mm-hmm. A small little switchboard,
mm-hmm.
and I would help with the books. Help her in different, whatever she asked me to help her in. And with a salesman, suggest different things. There was always something
mm-hmm.
to do. Somebody would come in there, a beauty operator would come in there. One of the men were busy. If the men were busy, I would just as well wait on her, you know, and
mm-hmm.
suggest different things, or she'd ask me or whatever. There was always something to do.
I mean, it sounds like you're almost a jewel of all trades.
Yes, because it was a huge place. My God, maybe the size of this house was the, and part of it was sectioned off to where the office was, and then he had his private office on the side. Then all one section was boarded up. That's where they had all the supplies.
Oh, I see.
And then he had Pasadena Beauty College, and he had about 3-4 other salons
mm-hmm.
also over there.
But it sounds like you saw there being a real potential there
mm-hmm.
for you. In terms
because
of
he had some, such a big business,
mm-hmm.
a lot of beauty shops and salesmen that went out of town, too. He had about 8 or 10 salesmen went out of town.
And your aspiration was to move into sales initially?
I really don't know what I had in mind, but I just enjoyed the job.
Yeah.
I enjoyed working there, and he could see because when it came, whenever he was going to put a show, a beauty show, in, I would pack his grip and I would go with him to help him or to talk to people
mm-hmm.
or whatever. He always took me along wherever
mm-hmm.
he went.
Now, was Molly still working there?
No,
she
quit.
She quit.
Yeah, when she got pregnant, a little after she quit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And at what point did you think about the need to get more accounting and bookkeeping as you were getting more to that? Was that before your son was born?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I think it was a little after I went to work in the office.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the girl's name that was there. She told me, she says, do you know how to type? I said, well, high school typing, not much. I said, hand pack here and this. She says, why don't you take a brush-up course? Maybe you can help me a little bit more. So I took it up in high school, and then I took up a little bookkeeping also. And she started giving me more work. She actually had plans to go work for the Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew she was going to quit. I think she was putting her feelers out to leave Mr. Allen. And she knew that he and I got along very well. And she probably figured, well, she can handle it. Because
mm-hmm.
when she actually quit, she's the one that told me. She says, I've suggested to Mr. Allen that you take over my job,
mm-hmm.
which was bookkeeper and secretary. I said, but I don't know shorthand. Oh, don't worry about it. He's not that much of letter writing. You can handle it, Margaret. I know you can. And I did. I did till I got pregnant of my first son.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the business? How often would you go to the business college for those classes then?
Oh, Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Yes, Roosevelt. Nice school right there.
How many times a week would you
I think I went three nights a week, I think. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. But it was right across the street, so it wasn't hard. My husband used to worry, you know, that I was out at night by myself and all. But it didn't seem to faze me. I just run across the street and go. And it was very handy.
How long did you have to go? Was it just one semester?
I don't remember how long I went. But it was so handy. Mm-hmm. There was no problem. Him not being out of the service yet, it kept me busy.
Mm-hmm.
Kept me busy.
So this all happened really rapidly right
mm-hmm.
after your marriage then.
Right. Because like I said, he didn't even know I had gone to work in the office till he came to see me over there.
Now, tell me about becoming pregnant for the first time. That was when?
No, actually, I lost one.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 31, I think, or 32, because I didn't have my first child till I was 33. And the doctor told my husband, that was that one that I showed you her picture. He says, if you want a family, she's going to have to take it easy and stay home because she works too much. She's on the go too much. I guess she was trying to tell us I wasn't as young or maybe I wasn't as strong as I thought I was, whatever. So my husband kept bugging me to quit work and stay home, quit work and stay home. And I kept telling Mr. Allen that I wanted a family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you get pregnant, then we'll replace you.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, well, I have to be replaced because my husband wants me to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, one day, I told him that this was it. I was going to take my vacation. I was going to quit and stay home.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit and stayed home.
And this was before you actually become pregnant, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your first pregnancy, you were working at the time, though.
No. Oh, the one I lost?
Yeah.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Yes. And Mr. Allen would bring the books over to me, and there I was lying down in bed, working on the books, but he says, your salary will keep going. Don't worry about it. But I can't trust anybody with these things right now.
Now, how far along were you when you lost it?
I think I was 3 months or 2 months, something like that. Just really started.
So then you quit with the intention of becoming pregnant rather than getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm. No. We went on vacation. I went to see his hometown in Texas and all that. And we took a week or two, took his mother along, in fact. Came back pregnant.
You didn't have trouble getting pregnant then?
No. It was holding it that I would have the problem.
Now, up until that point, had you done anything for birth control during the period when you decided that you did not want a family?
He would take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lucky, I guess.
And then your thought was what in terms of raising your family and work? Did you think about going back to work?
No, I always said that when I would have a family, I wasn't going to work, and I had to eat my own words. But I always said that I really wanted a family deep down, but I also wanted to be able to offer them something, you know. And I knew it was expensive because I saw what was going on with my sisters and everybody. So I always said, no, I'm not going to go to work. Once there, I have a family, I'm going to enjoy my family. But no sooner I had Alex, and Alex must have been about 3 months or 4 months when we bought this malt shop. And I had to go to help him in the malt shop.
Now, Alex was the first one?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And my sister Rose, since we were living there in the house together, mm-hmm. she'd take care of Alex.
Oh, so you were still in the house up on 4th Street?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. yes. We didn't move till my kids were going to kindergarten and first grade.
Oh.
Then we bought this place. But,
Oh, now tell me about buying the malt shop. How did that come about?
Molly again. Molly came into the picture. She was into real estate by then. And she told me about this fantastic buy that she had that was a very good business. And she says, and she knew that my husband wanted to make the break from pictures. And we were out together one night, and she says, why don't you kids do it? You guys have the personality. You could do it and all that stuff. And Margie can do the cooking till you get used to it, she'd tell Alex, and then you can switch roles. So I said, but gee, Alex is so small. So Rosie is right there. And Rosie was like his second mother. She loved him. She always wanted a boy, and she had had two girls, no boys. So I discussed it with Rosie, and Rosie said, do it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of Alex. Don't worry. That she used to call him Chili Bean then. And
so in English or in Spanish?
No, in English. Mm-hmm. Chili Bean. B-E-A-N. So we decided to try it. We bought it. And it was good. It was very profitable. But the place wasn't large enough to us to really, really make money in the sense of the word. You could only do so much. No matter the break, there was a health department right next door, the police department. The Holland Electric, right? We were just this side of where that theater is, mm-hmm. right there. And banks, two banks right there, and a library. So they would come in, because we were very lucky. We attracted the people, mm-hmm. and it was more like a home cooking, what mm-hmm. we did. So the prices were right, and we did have, but how much could you... In a 7 or 8 stool place, how much could you sell?
That's all it was.
That's all it was, just a very small place. There was no room for expansion because the theater was right next door and they occupied all the rest of the building. So we couldn't expand. Just the fastest turnover as soon as they would eat and go and someone else would take the place.
Now, even though it was called a malt shop, it was really a restaurant.
Yes, you could almost call it a restaurant. Mm-hmm. At first, when we bought it, it was just hamburgers, hot dogs, tacos, burritos, malts, and sundaes and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But then we started selling, like fried chicken, enchiladas, mm-hmm. Salisbury steak, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'd look forward to the menu of the day, and we'd put it on the window there. And
you would do all the cooking?
Mm-hmm. I did it at first.
Now, when would you go? How old did you say Alex was when you first bought it?
About 3 months old.
Mm-hmm. And what time would you open in the morning?
Oh, I think my husband would leave the house and start the coffee and go on about 6 in the morning. I wouldn't come down till around 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
He would get things going, and he would take care of that early coffee and donut trade, you know, or coffee cake and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Then I wouldn't come down till about 10 o'clock, but then I would leave Alex cleaned up, changed, mm-hmm. and I would take off.
Now, he would handle by himself, though, until you
yeah,
got there? Was
yeah,
someone else working
yeah.
there,
no, he was mm-hmm. alone. It was just him and I till I couldn't work anymore.
Now, were you nursing?
Alex, yes.
So how would you handle that?
I would walk, because Alex wouldn't take the bottle. I would walk from there. If you would know how far that is, because Rose would call me, he's as red as a beet and he won't take the bottle and he's starving. Okay, here I go. And I would rush home and rush back, walk all the way back.
And how many times a day would you have to do that?
I don't remember really, but at least a couple times uh-huh. a day, in the morning and the afternoon. And it's a long walk from Mountain to my house.
Yeah. So So you would come in about 10 and you would make the lunches?
Mm-hmm. Make the lunch and help him with the lunch crowd, and clean up afterward. So till I broke him in to do the cooking, and he picked it up good, it was much easier for me because then I just did the cleaning up and waiting on the customers.
And then what time, how late would you stay open?
Sometimes till 12 o'clock. On weekend, yes, on weekends. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'd work late because there's a dance near there, and we'd get that crowd, and the show would break. Mm-hmm. But during the week, we used to close, I think it was 10 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, but that was a very long day.
It was. Oh, no, we worked like heck. But like I tell you, the turnover couldn't expand.
Yeah.
We were clearing pretty good, and we were doing pretty good, but we just couldn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So when I realized I was pregnant from Joe, and I was very, very sick from Joe. Joe was a very difficult pregnancy, I guess, with all this commotion and everything. My sister finally went to work there, Grace.
Oh, Grace.
Grace went
but
into.
But up until this time, it was just you.
My husband and I. Mm-hmm.
And would you work the full day, too? Or would you
yes, I'd stay as long as I could. I'd run back to feed Alex till we... till he started taking the bottle, but it was very hard breaking him. And then I'd come back to help him close up and help with the drop-in dinner trade and stuff like that.
And you say that your sons were about 13 months apart, so this was probably about a year that you did this then.
Right, right.
And then when you first became pregnant, you were not feeling well, and then you left there. And Gracie came in.
And Gracie took over, and I took care of, she had two little boys, I took care of her little boys.
And where had she been living? Was she close by?
She was living in the back house.
Oh, I see.
In the back house. And her husband was a policeman. So, in fact, he was there with the Hollenbeck station. So I took over with her kids, and she went to work. And we paid her a salary, too. And they got along fine. Mm-hmm.
Now, how about Rosie's kids? How many? She had two girls.
Two girls.
And they were living in the same house as you were. What was their age compared to your son's ages?
Oh, great deal of difference. Yes, quite a bit older.
Seems like the family was still very close. Three daughters. What about your brothers? When they came back from the service, where were they and what were they doing?
Well, they were living there. They had it's a pretty large house. Eddie was the one that came back sooner. Jimmy stayed on quite a bit, and Leo never came back. He's still into this day in Saipan. That's where he is, assistant administrator over there. But they would come for visits on leave or something like that. But Eddie is the one that had stayed on more. Jimmy married rather young. I think Jimmy was 20 or 21, maybe 20 when he got married.
And he didn't move into the house?
No, he had his own place. Eddie stayed on till he married way after the war, way after I had my kids and everything.
And how about your relationship with your husband's family? How much time would you spend with them?
Well, they were very close, too. My husband went almost every single Sunday over his mother. He called her at least every day or every other day. There wasn't a question about it. He was supposed to do it. And his father and mother lived in an apartment on First Street, West First.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd go over to see them quite a bit. And his father was a barber, but he'd help support his mother, too, because he didn't do very much. He was on in years.
Mm. Now, did he have other brothers?
He had one older brother. And his brother had a daughter, and he'd help, too, you know. Not only my husband, he'd help, too.
But so it really meant a struggle then in terms of supporting two families, in effect.
Yeah, well, he'd help, you know. I wouldn't say he was so superior, but he'd help them, and always till they passed on.
Mm-hmm.
It was all part of the deal, I guess.
Now, when you had the mall shop, was this was open all day on the weekends, too?
Monday was the only day we'd close.
Well, it sounds like you did not have much time for other activities.
No, man. I think it was 2 years or 2 years, probably. We worked hard. We really did. I got the taste of working hard.
Now, what you say that you had difficulty with your pregnancy, did mm-hmm. you have to go to bed then?
No, but I didn't feel good. I was nauseous a lot, whereas with Alex, I wasn't nauseous. I would get so nauseous that we had slats behind the counter. When I first started, I just plopped down there when there was no customers, you know, and just because there was no place. It was just the counter was like that, and there was 7 or 8 stools, and the cooking section was over here. There was no place I could go. Either I'd lie across the stools or lie back there.
Mm. The smell of food cooking must not have been too wonderful.
Nothing was good, and then I had all those greasy pots and pans to wash, you know.
How long were you when you then finally quit?
I don't remember, but I know I had to quit because I didn't feel good. I couldn't take it. And Gracie decided to go in to help us because she wasn't working. She was staying home.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess since Grace agreed to go and help, that made it easier for me to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't bringing a complete stranger in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had very sad experience with strangers later on. Gracie had a freak accident, we'll call it that way. She used to wear these uniforms, and they were starched, you know, how stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And one day she just went like this to wipe something off, and she cut her eyeball with her uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And she almost bled to death. She's
oh
a bleeder.
Goodness.
She's
oh.
a bleeder. And she was in the hospital. So we had to get an outsider. We got supposedly a real nice girl, and finally my husband got it, noticed that things weren't going the same, the money and the food, and this, and he had to leave her. He had to go buy things,
mm-hmm.
and so we decided to sell.
Now, before you sold, once Joe was born, what was mm-hmm. your day like? Did you didn't go back?
No, Gracie was working.